Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good morning, everybody! W-S-S-B. I'm Bart Winkler. That is Toby Altizer. We are here inside the Lakeland University studios where you can earn co-op credit for work experience at lakeland.edu. I'm big into Marvel right now and the multiverses. I'd like to transport myself over to a multiverse where the Bucks are still in the Eastern Conference Finals. Maybe where the Bucks have taken a 3-2 lead after going down to Miami. I'm just trying to picture what my weekend would be like, what my life would be like. We'd be talking Bucks right now. We'd be talking, oh my God, and Middleton's coming back for game 6. And wow, George Hill's still playing. That'd be fun. But alas, we break down Brewer games. Coming up next, a complete recap of the 5th and 6th innings. Play-by-play breakdown. Justin's in North Carolina. What's up, Justin?
What up, Bart? How you doing today, my guy?
What up, my guy?
So, man, I feel exactly your sentiments of what you're talking about. Watching this Celtics and Heat game last night, first of all, I just hate Boston, like Spark Guy was saying. It's tough to choose who to root for. But one thing I got to point out, man, I'm watching Bam Adebayo. This guy is, first of all, a North Carolina guy from around the area. But just watching him on Horford and turning around and shooting those baby 8-foot jumpers and stuff, I'm watching Horford backpedal. I'm like, oh, that would be a Giannis poster every time he goes down the floor. And I know all these people down here in North Carolina tired of me talking about shoulda, coulda, woulda, if come maybe with the Bucks and where we would be, right? But it's a good thing, Bart. It's a good thing to have this frustration and this disappointment because remember, and I keep reminding us Bucks fans, a few years ago, we were crossing our fingers and hoping we could get a Yee Jillian to be the next whatever, or Joe Alexander.
Oh, sure.
Or Jabari Parker, whatever the case may be. So we're in a much better state. As far as what the outlook of the team looks going forward, I think from our fan base, we have to exercise those bird rights on Pat and Bobby. You got to have some pieces to go back and contend. You can't just keep trying to rebuild. Have you heard any of these quote-unquote, and I don't know how legit these trade rumors are that come up on the internet or whatever, but I know one of them was Kelly Oubre or P.J. Washington from the Hornets, and then I saw another one from Mo Bamba. I think he would be good to, you know, let Serge walk. And lastly, man, we just got to really do something to this backcourt, man. Get one of these young kids in the draft and kind of let George go on his merry way. Maybe we could throw him in and package him into Charlotte or Orlando for that, man. I'll hang up and listen. But, you know, keep killing it, man, and you're helping us get through this crap with the Bucks not being there because we belong there. But next year we retool and get back there if we bring Bobby and Pat back.
All right, Justin, I'm with you, and thanks for listening. North Carolina on the Odyssey app. Free to download, free to listen to. Odyssey. Doopa doop boop 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 boop. I can't. It's too hard to. You don't care. I don't know about any of those rumors. I mean, I've seen people do trade machine stuff. I don't know if I'd call those rumors. There's not like a tangible, oh, the Bucks have interest in this guy that I'm aware of. But I have heard, different rumors or trade machine or whatever. I don't know. I don't know what the Bucks, can look at. I don't think that they have a lot of flexibility to do much. They're going to have to go into the tax again. They were $50 million in, so go $70 million in if you have to extend these guys. That's my whole thing, man. If you're going to do it, I would like the move to be a basketball move, not a money move. So if you can justify, hey, we didn't bring back Malcolm Brogdon, not because we didn't want to go in the tax. We didn't think it was going to fit. Okay. Hey, we didn't bring back PJ Tucker, not because of the tax. We didn't think it was going to fit. Well, that was wrong because I'm not like every time I watch the Heat play, I'm like, oh, I wish we had PJ. But the Bucks clearly were trying to replace him all season long when they had him. They were trying to do that. So they showed you right there that it was a money move, not a basketball move.
I still don't care. I think PJ was a little overrated.
Well, yeah, I thought that it was fine letting him go because I thought that he expended everything and the Bucks got everything out of him. Now, he's still been very good for the Heat, but I don't think that he wins the series against the Celtics.
No, I mean, I think if you're under the same opinion,
but they didn't have Middleton. We can't just brush over that we didn't have Middleton.
That's what I want to say. Like, if you think that the Bucks could have won that series if they had PJ Tucker and they were still going to be without Chris Middleton, then all right, I can get on board with you saying that they needed PJ Tucker. But if you're going to go out there and say that, you know what, the Bucks probably still lose even if they have PJ Tucker and they're without Middleton, then I don't know that you're going to win me over on an argument saying they really missed him and needed him. He would have helped defensively against Jason Tatum, but I don't think the problem for the Bucks that series was their defense against Jason Tatum or defensively in general. Obviously, Game 7 gets glaring with Grant Williams knocking down those threes, but that wasn't a player thing. That was a game plan thing. And even so, I think the problem was their offense, and P.J. Tucker hurts you on offense more than he helps you.
Well, just the disrespect on Chris Middleton is, it's so baked into being a Bucks fan that you don't even realize you're doing it. You watch that series against the Celtics, and more people are prone to say, man, I wish we had PJ Tucker, rather than say, we did not have Chris Middleton.
Well, and I think you saw the huge impact that Chris Middleton has, obviously, in that series, because think about what Chris Middleton brings to this basketball team. He brings you someone other than Giannis that can go get his own shot. He's someone that can excel in the half-court game. He's someone that gives you something in the mid-range. He gives you another ball handler. Even though he's not the best ball handler, he gives you another guy that you can give the ball to. And where did the Bucks struggle? They didn't have ball handlers. They struggled in the half-court. They needed another shot maker. All things that would have been solved by Chris Middleton. And so you saw how much they missed him. And for whatever reason, Bucks fans, during and the beginning of the series, wanted to try and say that they didn't need Chris Middleton. And some were even audacious enough to say they might be better without Chris Middleton. And some said they don't think Chris Middleton understands his role with this basketball team. And these are the same people that last year, during that Hawks series, were praising him and getting mad at people that said he wasn't a all-star and all these different things. I don't know why that's the way it went for some Bucks fans, where in that Celtics series, they just dismissed the fact that Chris Middleton's out. And I think as Bucks fans, you have to do a better job of recognizing that the importance of Middleton, because guess who else is going to dismiss that whole Middleton narrative? Everyone in the national media that you're going to get frustrated about is going to dismiss the fact that Chris Middleton was out, and they're going to try and praise all the Celtics and talk about, well, is Giannis maybe not up to it anymore and all these different things, but they're going to dismiss Chris Middleton, so you better not as well.
I don't get it. I can't get it. I won't get it. It's happened so long that we do it now. I think a lot of people do it and don't even realize that they do it. Talking Bucks, I don't know if my son's listening. I think he's on his way to daycare. We're talking Giannis, buddy. Giannis. You want some more Giannis toys? He's got a little Giannis toy. That's how he knows Giannis. Great move, by the way. Buy toys of the players you want your kid to know. That'll go a long way. The other thing about Giannis is, dude, the way the Celtics are playing defense, they're very good on defense, right? I'm not, as far as the talent goes, I'm not disparaging the Celtics. I don't like that they flop. I don't like that they embellish. I don't like the existence of Grant Williams. Hey, buddy, have fun at daycare. He's listening. You want to say hi to my son?
Hello, son.
That's Toby. That's Uncle Toby. Toby's also a potato wedge. So if mommy takes you to Wendy's, you can order some Toby's. Giannis averaged like 35. Son. He averaged like 35. What did he average? 35, 11, and 7. Something ridiculous.
Yeah, something stupid
Celtics.
Like that, yeah.
In every game. And he's putting up 40-point games, and he's just dominating. And then you watch the way that the Celtics are playing defense. Giannis almost not being in this series, not being in this round, it's just showing you just how good Giannis is. Like, his stature should be improving based on what you're seeing the Celtics do against the Heat. This guy gets unanimous first team, All-NBA. He's on the all-defensive team, right? He averages 35, 10, and 6 in an NBA playoff series against maybe one of the best defenses in the league. And the MVP conversation all year was Jokic and Embiid?
Mm-hmm.
Like, why did we not... Why did we just accept that Giannis was not going to be the MVP? The guy's the MVP. I get Jokic is very good and an MVP candidate. You know, that Nuggets team is no good outside of Jokic. So I can still see the argument for him because I do think there's the valuable, invaluable player. If you're somebody that's very good and your team sucks and you go to the playoffs and it's basically because of you, that's MVP to me. Joel Embiid, also in the MVP conversation, that's great. But Giannis, everybody knows Giannis is the best basketball player in the world. So at some point, you just give the MVP to the best guy because he's the best guy. What are the Bucks without Giannis? I mean, they're not that good.
Well, and here's why I don't want to just go with the simple thing for this playoffs and everything is just dismissed because Chris Middleton was out. Because the year you went on to win the NBA Finals, in the Eastern Conference Finals, you play without Giannis Antetokounmpo and you still won. So that's why I think there's still ways that you can look at this playoffs and look at this team and say they need to improve, whether it's John Horst, Budenholzer, whether it's the players, whatever the case may be. That's why I don't want to just dismiss everything with the Chris Middleton was out discussion. But you're right. I mean, looking at what Giannis did against this Celtics team, it was on everyone else. Like, if you want to blame and make a pie chart of who all needs to be blamed for that series, 0% of it should go to Giannis Antetokounmpo. 0%.
I think that's too much. Like, I don't even think you should say Giannis should get zero. It should just be inherently known and mentioned. And not, not even mentioned.
If anything, you should look at it and say, it won 7 games, that's 100% Giannis.
Yeah. Who is the blame? We didn't do that yet. Who is the blame? I'm going to say 100% Bud. 200% the owners. I'm going to 1,000% because they should not have lost. 50% fans not wearing t-shirts.
Yeah.
What else?
I think that's at 350 now.
I'm at 350%. What else could I look at? 2,000% George Hill.
Oh, yeah, that one right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I forgot.
I think, yeah, now you need to raise it up a little bit, but yeah.
So the Bucks obviously not in the playoffs. The playoffs have kind of been bad. Should I have been paying more attention to the NHL playoffs? I just see people talking about it. Looks like there's some good stuff going on.
I don't know. Once the Capitals get eliminated, I'm never one that enjoys watching the hockey playoffs.
I'm not ever, as a soccer diehard, I'm not ever going to look at you liking a sport and saying, why do you like that sport? It's the dumbest sport ever. You're dumb for liking it. Exception, horse racing.
What are you talking about? Horse racing is great.
Stupid.
It's great.
They don't even know they're racing.
Who cares? That's why it's better.
They don't even know what they're doing. The Avalanche are up 3-2 on the Blues. I believe the Blues had a big win last night. The Flames are up 3-1 on the Oilers, which they have Evander Kane, I just learned this week, after I accidentally saw something on TV. The Lightning You know, when I was in like mid-90s, I was in junior high. Elementary school. I didn't have a team to like, and I was going to pick the Lightning because my family, we went to Tampa Bay twice. So that I was going to be like, I like the Rays. I like the Lightning. And I was like, nah, I don't. Then they won a championship. Now they won, what, the last two? And so they sweep the Panthers, the one seed. The Hurricanes and Rangers. You know, the Rangers, if the Rangers go to the Stanley Cup Finals, then all of a sudden hockey's going to be jammed down our throats because it's New York, right?
I can't stand the New York Rangers.
I just know that Zach Gelb's show is basically Rangers Central right now.
I can't stand them.
Is Gelby?
No, the Rangers? The New York Rangers.
Oh, okay. We love Gelby.
I saw that Gelby was catching some flack for someone said that someone voted for Desmond Bane as an All-NBA.
Yeah, it was Frank Isola.
Yeah, and somehow Zach Gelb's picture comes up.
It was this guy, and it was Gelb's picture.
And they were just going off on him. Yeah. He's like, whoa, I don't even have a vote.
Yeah, all of a sudden, any press is good press, I guess. But what I am interested in is the AHL playoffs, and the Admirals won last
That's right, go ads.
Over Chicago. So they are going to a game four. That's on Friday at home. And then game five would be in Chicago. But their season on the brink, and they got a big win last night. So awesome for the Admirals, and awesome that there's another chance to check them out this weekend. Milwaukee, admirals.com. Just type in MILWAUKEE, admirals.com. Milwaukee, admirals.com. Toby. Yesterday, we dug into the sports radio playbook.
Ooh, are we digging in at 8:15 today?
Yep. Yesterday, we dug into the sports radio playbook, and we talked about which athlete would you have liked to see in their prime.
Well, real quick, are you going to go to Meat Fest on Saturday?
Maybe.
I think I might go.
Riggs thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I might go.
Okay. What else are you doing Saturday? You mean town anyway?
Yeah, I'm working with Big Time.
Oh, you go after?
Yeah.
Yeah, I might go to Riggs thing. Meat Fest. Look it up. I'll tweet something later. But I'm digging in right now. This is our sports radio grab bag. As the best sound effect I can do is crumple two sheets of paper in front of me.
Deep into the bag.
Our game's getting too expensive.
Ooh, I think I did this topic the other day.
Oh.
On Rami's show.
Well, I don't care. We're doing it next. 1250 AM The Fan. I'm Bart Winkler. That is Toby Altizer. And we are here in the Lakeland University studios. Lakeland University, if your son or daughter looking to play collegiately, go to LakelandMuskies.com for more info. I had a brother who played soccer for the Muskies. It was a great day to be a Muskie. Four boys. We all played soccer in high school. One of us played in college. Oh, no, I played in college. Intramurals. On like a basketball court. But I still technically played. I also reffed intramurals. That was one of my college jobs. But that was on Sundays, and I had to do it during Packer games. Was not worth it. I missed Packer games to make, I think, $6.25 an hour to ref intramural soccer games. It was stupid. But that's the value. I learned the value of a dollar. And a dollar does not go that far at the ballpark these days. I bring this up not just to say, hey, who wants to complain about money? But the MLB Fan Index is out. The MLB Fan Cost Index is out. This has been produced every year by the highly popular and well-known Team Marketing Report. They've been doing this since 1991. The average, so what it does is a family of four going to a game, including parking and tickets and food and whatever. What's the average cost of that? What's the average cost? Of course, there are some people that blow this out of the water because they sit in the finest seats. And they sit in the luxury box. And they buy 19 beers. or whatever the hell it was that Tim Shea said on Saturday he went and tried one of everything and had a very tough Sunday afternoon. So, you know, he's going to be on the high side. There's also ways to go very affordably. The ballpark pass, $38 a month. You can go to every home game.
I know. I've considered that.
That's cool.
That's sweet.
Because you could get into every game, and then technically you don't, like, have a seat.
Well, there's different ones.
Oh, yeah. You can actually sit somewhere.
And it's not actually, like, the difference between the standing room only to having at least an option of getting a seat, it's only, like, $3 or $4 more a month. So I think it's almost worth to go that second tier.
Yeah, then you get a nice seat, but then you still slink down a little bit.
Yeah.
Who cares? Excuse me. Did you hear that on air?
Yes.
What was that?
I have no idea.
I'm actually morphing into a reptile. That's what that was. That was like a Komodo dragon noise.
Is that heat lamp?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what was happening. So obviously, when I talk about this, focus on average, please. There are, well, Bart, I know a way that I could get it for $5. Congratulations. I'm referencing the fan cost index. Average price for a family of four to get tickets and park and have some concessions. Maybe a beer for the dad. Maybe a wine spritzer for the dad. Maybe a Long Island for the dad. Maybe another beer for the dad. Maybe a water for the mom. You know what I'm saying. So for the of all across baseball, to take a family of four to a game, tickets, parking, concessions. Toby, what do you think the average price might be?
Family of four.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Parking, tickets.
Let's see. So parking is usually around $25.
Okay.
Tickets, we'll say those cost about 20 each.
Okay.
So let's see. That's around 105. Let's say they're probably highballing it here. Average, let's go 250.
Yeah. Average is about 250 for all of baseball. It's 256.41.
Wow, that was actually a really good guess.
Now, some teams are more expensive to see. The Red Sox, the fan cost index is going to be 385 for a family of four. The Cubs, 364. The Astros, Yankees in the 350 range. Some are way less. The most affordable ballpark to go to is Arizona, $150. Tickets. The Rays is like $190. I think they still have free parking.
They probably paid.
When I was there last, they had free parking. They have a huge lot, free parking, to encourage people to actually buy tickets. The Brewers come just under the average at 251.88 for a family of four. Now, this matters to me because that's one thing that we want to do this summer is go to a Brewer game. Now, we got a family of three, okay? But my kid's going to be around three at the time. So it's going to be his first time at a ballpark. I want to take him. You know, I need good seats, right? I have to kind of pay up for this, right? I'm not taking my kid to a ballpark for the first time and making him sit in the 400s.
Why not?
I can't be cheap on this. I need him to sit close.
No.
Yes. He's not going to pay attention in the 400s.
He's not going to pay attention in the 100s any more than he will, or maybe just a little bit more than he would in the 400s.
But the closer it is to him, the more he'll enjoy it. He doesn't need to see how the infield's shifting.
Yeah, he does. We need to get him started early.
Where the outfielders are shaded.
You need to get him already researching on Baseball Savant, all these things.
He needs to be. And also, the problem is, baseball's kind of boring sometimes.
He said, Dad, did you see that cutter?
Baseball's kind of boring, so he's going to need action. So I want,
Well, then go get something to eat during the Brewers half of the inning when they're hitting.
Nio! Yow! I want good seats. So I'm going to need, field, infield, box, I think is what I want. Those are $80 each. Now, if he's under three, do I get him in free? But no, I want a seat for him. I have to pay. Aye, aye, aye. So that's 240. Look at that. 240. If we get it for $80. Probably add some taxes and stuff to that. So that's 20, 260. Let's throw in parking on the weekends is 40. I'm going to park close. I ain't walking from the Molitor lot all the way to the stadium. Let's see. He'll want some food. My wife will want some food. I want some food. Let's go 50. I'll probably buy him some stupid toy. It's another 10. And then, Barty's got a drink. I'd probably put around $400. $400. I mean, I might as well just go to Disney.
Holy smokes.
Well, if I want to do it right, you know, $400.
Let's see. I went to...
No, I could go to a game today. I understand. I can go to a game today where you can bring in your own food and you can get really cheap tickets and you can enjoy a baseball game for $20. Less.
Well, let me see. If you say you're going to spend $400, how much did I spend over last weekend? Because I think I spent, let's say, $40 on parking. I spent about $50 on tickets, so that's $90. And then I bought a brat.
For each game?
No, just one.
Okay, so that's $100?
Yeah, it's about $100, I think, I spent.
Okay, so...
And that's two games, so about, let's say, $50 apiece. And so, yeah, I mean, it's right about $200 for four people.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's not too bad. Like, there are different ways you can do it and still find reasonable things. It's just... It depends upon what kind of experience you want. And if you're insistent on sitting down there in the lower level, then it's probably going to cost you a little bit.
Yeah, I'm actually, I somehow have Mark Antanasio's phone number. I text him to see if he'll give me his owner's tickets.
Yeah, and what'd he say?
It said, this number is blocked.
Did you see that Front Row Amy, you can buy her seats on her website?
She's still a thing, huh?
Yeah. She retweeted me a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, you were pretty proud of that?
I mean, whatever.
Front Row Amy's a nobody.
Well, you're not a nobody if people know who you are.
Why do they know who Front Row Amy is?
Because she sits in the front row.
And?
Because she's got a front row seat.
Toby, half this world has cleavage. It doesn't make her special. Okay. Now the doorman, that's a guy. The doorman sits at the visitor's box and he tells those guys to sit down. That's a guy. Front Row Amy. Phillips in Waukesha. What's up, Phillip?
Yeah, hey guys. Hey, I just wanted to call in. I'm talking about I took my son to the Nationals game on Saturday.
How old is he?
He's 18.
Oh, okay, okay.
But if you don't go to a lot of ball games and you go maybe a few, get the good seats. We got three rows up from the Washington National dugout for $38 a piece. And now it's kind of funny though because the front row was $100 a piece, so it was only a difference of a couple rows, and we saved $50 a ticket. And then the parking's 20 for general admission. It's 40 for preferred.
Well, yeah, I'm a snob when I go to these games.
Yeah, but you got to go where you can see the guys, you can hear them talk, and then it's a different experience when you do sit up front. I mean, you can, of course, get the upper deck seats and for less money. But it's a different ball game when you're 8 feet away from the field, and then the kids, of course, the kids like it a lot better too. Instead of saying, "Hey, Dad, you're trying to be cheap and stuff like that," but they'll definitely be more into the game. You can hear these guys talking, the players and the coaches and stuff like that. So that's kind of how it was. But you can get decent seats for $40 when you sit down that close. So if you can do it, that's the best thing to do, I think.
Yeah, that's a good thought, Philip. Thanks for the call. The other thing is, if my son's this young, I might as well. I mean, does it need to be a Brewer game? Why don't I just take him to a Milkman game? Isn't that why they're there? He can still see close. That accomplishes what I'm kind of looking for. Watch a game with the son. There's still some other things to do at the Milkman game. I did kind of want him to see, like, wow, we're at this giant stadium. But the Milkman stadium, I mean, we walk by a little park on the way home from daycare. That probably looks big. Tell me, he's a little tiny guy. So maybe I just do that. I'm not going to this game. And plus, if I go to this game, I'm going to pay for these seats. And how long am I going to sit in these seats? I might as well just buy the cheap ones and then go to the game late and then try to, like, stock out some seats that have not been taken. That's what I might as well do. And then, of course, I'll get the one. The ushers have been pretty lax, but, of course, I'll get the one guy who, you know, this is his profession. I will not let any person sit in a non-ticketed seat at any time as if they get a cut of the ticket sales or something. So maybe I just do a milkman game. Or maybe I don't go. Maybe I just play baseball with him in the backyard.
Yeah, maybe that's the better idea.
Yeah. Maybe I just make my wife watch him for a day, and I go by myself and drink Long Islands.
We going to a game?
You and me?
Yeah.
If you're buying. The other fan indexes, so it's interesting to see, because all this cost that we're talking about, it's put together by, what was the name of the company again? Who cares? It was like marketing.com. It was like so generic. The fan cost index. A family of four to park to go to the game with the tickets. For Packer games, Packers are one of the more expensive teams in the league. $652. Family of four. Parking, tickets, concessions. And I think they throw in like some memorabilia or something. The highest is the Raiders at $778. The lowest is the Bengals at $437. As far as the NBA, I know a lot of people are upset. The Bucks season ticket prices have gone eer again. That means up. $478 is the average for a Bucks game. $478 is the average for a Bucks game. Family of four, $478. The lowest is the Hornets at $237. And the highest is the Knicks at $936 for a family of four to go to a Knicks game, according to the fan cost index. Again, this is the average. I know there are ways to do it cheaper. That's not what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about what the average is. I understand that you can sneak into the ballpark, baby. Congratulations if you found that way out. I'm just talking about the average. Ron's in Rome. What's up, Ron?
Hey, you know, you're thinking too much and analyzing too much. I took my grandson to a Brewers game when he was 2.5. Yeah, he lasted about 3 innings. It was probably in a 200 section. I don't think it would have made a difference what section we were in. When I had a 9-pack to the Brewers back in the Prince Fielder days, I had the upper deck, but we would get the front row, and I actually like those seats better than a 200 seat. You could see the whole stadium, and it's really good. But no matter where you sit, he's only going to be good for 3 innings. So my tip is when you walk around and you go, they have like a little playground for kids there. They have to have socks on, which I don't have a problem with, but I didn't have them because he was wearing sandals. So I said, well, where am I supposed to get socks? And I said, well, go to the souvenir shop. So I thought they'd have like $1 or $2 socks for the kids to play in the playground. No, you need to buy Brewer socks for $20. So if you go, bring socks for your kid.
I did scope out that playground too on that first level. Yeah, I think he might be a little small for the things they have there. He could do the slide, but they've got like a throw the ball. He ain't throwing no ball.
Well, I don't remember the stuff there. I don't. This fool.
Although he does, I want to say about my son, he's got a good arm. Kid can throw.
But and then the other thing is, yeah, I do think he won't know the difference if you took him to a minor league game, like in Beloit or Appleton. The new stadium in Beloit's beautiful, and all the seats are close. But they won't be as much, you know, you can't walk around and see as much like at the AM fam.
But well, yeah, one problem with that is I'll never go to Beloit on purpose.
I like Beloit, but that's a whole other story. Beloit, you know what? My wife has been working in Beloit for the last 5 years. They are getting a ton of new businesses there. There's a lot of construction. It's a good city. And the stadium is probably the best minor league stadium I've ever seen.
Well, you know, I would have gone there if Kyler Murray would have played there.
Well, the only bad thing is they changed the name from the Snappers to, I think, to the Flying Carp, which I don't, you know, maybe their rationale was good that carp always come home, but carp has a bad connotation.
Oh, so stupid.
Just believe you're watching the Snappers.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for the advice, Ron.
All right. Bye.
How about that, Ron? That's the 8 o'clock hour of the Bart Winkler Show. How can I best take my son to a game? 414-799-1250. I always get mad when people are on like Facebook and they're like, what's the best way to do this? Go. What's the best brunch in Milwaukee on a Sunday? Looking for brunch idea. Hey, Milwaukee peeps. Where's the best place? Where's the best park? Go. Essentially, I'm doing that. Oh, well. Matt's in the falls. What's up, Matt?
Bart, are you insane?
I don't know.
If you okay, so I have a kid that's a little bit older than yours, I think.
How does someone answer that? If I say yes, I'm insane. If I say no, I'm probably still insane.
Well, that's fair, but that's irrelevant right now. If you spend $400 to take a two-year-old or whatever to a Brewers game, then I might come to the station and slap you myself.
Well, when you slap me, make sure you have $300 bills attached to your face so they stick on mine.
I might do that, but the kid is not going to, like the guy said, you're going to last two innings.
I know.
The kid's not going to eat whatever you buy him. He's going to be crawling around on the floor picking up gum and peanut shells from the people behind you. Like, please don't do this, Bart.
I think this has helped me. I think I've decided here I'm going to go see the milkman.
There you go.
Yep.
Save $392.
I'm going to go see the milkman.
All right, that's all I got. I want to help.
And I could probably grease him for free tickets.
Maybe.
I'll be like, hey, I'll go to a game and do a couple tweets. Give me some tickets.
Just walk up to the box office and say, do you know who I am?
And they'll say, Toby?
No, they'll say, yeah, Mike Budenholzer, here are your tickets.
Oh, you don't need a mic drop on me. The Sean O'Connell. What's up?
I agree, especially with Ron from Rome. I mean, that guy, anytime that guy gives you advice, you should at least give him the benefit of the doubt and try it once, because that is pretty much exactly what I did. I took my son to a Madison Mallards game on the cheap when he was very young. He lasted three innings. He had fun those three innings, but then when it was time to leave and, you know, I didn't feel like I was out anything. And then when he was six, I took him to his first Brewer game. We went on a Sunday. And this is also, we went with the 400 level tickets because I was able to get my veterans discount on a Sunday. You can get four free 400 level tickets if you have a veteran identification. So shout out to veterans. And the nice lady gave us seats by the kids playground. I don't know if it's still there because this was 2016. And so we'd do like two or three innings. He'd run around, do the slides and whatnot. We'd come back, have some ice cream. He'd run, and then another three innings, he'd go back, hit the slides and whatnot. And it was a really good time. And then because it was a Sunday, he got to run the bases.
Ooh.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, I took a picture. We got a ticket stub. It was still back when you got a ticket stub and a picture of him stepping on home plate. And it's on our living room wall to this day. So that's and the 400 level tickets. When he was in the seat, he was like, "Daddy, I can see the whole field. This is awesome." So just take that for what it's worth. I felt like 400. As he gets older, we do have to start to sit closer and be more engaged and hear the players talk. But at six, my son anyway, the value of being able to see the full field from above, taking the whole spectacle of the enormity of the stadium and being able to go to the playground was fantastic. And then running bases, forget about it. He loved it.
Oh, I think I figured out what I'm going to do here.
Yeah, cool.
We're going to do Milkmen this summer. Okay. And then I'm going to wait until he's a little older and I will take him to either a Sunday game or I'll take him to one of the midweek games, which I like going to because there's not, I mean, it's like half capacity anytime. And I'll get good seats. And I think during the weekday day games, they have like senior citizen discounts. And I'll just lie on the website and get advantage. I've done that before. I'll do it again.
That a boy.
Yeah.
Love to hear it. Love to hear it. Take care.
Thanks, buddy. The Sean O'Connell. Yeah, sometimes if I've learned this. There's a box that's you click it. this might have changed, but the last time I did this, it says, are you a senior? I click yes. And then my tickets are half off. Just do it. Oh, you're stealing from the Brewers. Well, what are they going to do with that money? Not get Chris Bryant? It's either that or I don't go. So it's free money for them. That's how I think about it. Adam's in Waukesha. What's up, Adam?
What's up, Art? Listen, I only call for the important things, like second night of draft night when you and Toby are sitting there, and I have to tell you that I like Tim Shea's rendition of Scrub Dub.
Yeah.
But this time, man, you got to take your kid. Got to tell you. Got to do it.
Wait, to a Brewer game?
Yeah, you got to do it.
For $400?
Yep.
I got to wait a little bit.
No.
Well, because I want to take him to Disney. One thing I really want to do is take him to Disney, but I'm not doing it now. I got to do it when he's going to remember it. He's not going to remember this Brewer game.
Not for him, man. It's for you.
Oh, for me?
Yeah.
I will tell you, we were at a park, and next to a park, this was a couple weeks ago, and there was a high school game going on. So I got him to watch an inning with me, and it was a very nice moment of dad-son bonding.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. The 400 is not for him. It's for you. I'm going to tell you, like, same situation, right? One kid, took him about, you know, 3.5 years old, 4, and he had a great time throwing peanut shells on the ground. But, I mean, yeah, that's a dad-son moment, so.
Well, I like that. Thanks, Adam.
You're welcome.
I will not sit, however, ever in the 400s again. I don't care if it's with my kid or not. That place is not of this earth. The 400s is... I don't know what's going on there. You got high school kids, like, soft making out with each other on the railings. It's really weird. And then they're just like groups of... It's not. I don't ever want to be up there again. Ever. I wouldn't mind if they just removed it. Sam's in Oak Creek.
Hey, Bart. How's it going, brother?
Oh, it's going good, brother.
Nice. Hey, first-time caller, long-time listener, love the program. You guys do a great job. Hey, I'm just giving you a call to let you know it can be done, okay? I got a 2-year-old. He just turned 2, and my father-in-law got us tickets the other day, last week against the Nationals, 7-0. And wifey told me, she had a long day. She said, hey, listen, you can go. You got to take your son. And I was like, oh, this could go one of two ways, because he's going through a tantrum phase right now. I'm sure you can relate to me in that regard.
Oh, can I ever?
Oh, my gosh. He's going through this tantrum phase right now, and I'm like...
And he's going. Right, I'm going through a phase, too, where I'm letting him walk all over me.
Yeah, he's the boss in our home right now, too, just because of the fact that we're not sleeping. But, hey, that's for a different time. So I'm thinking maybe we'll get through 3 or 4 innings, and I'll carry him out crying over my shoulder. I'm telling you, man, we got through 9 innings of that game. He was incredible. He loved it. I have a feeling that there might be a little nugget of memory in there for this awesome moment we had. The worst part of it was when Tyrone Taylor hit a home run. We're all celebrating. I turn around. He's leaning over the seat behind us, sipping out of someone's Coke. They didn't even realize because they were cheering for the home run. I didn't say anything. We moved on. It was a great time.
Man. I'm glad that it worked out, dude.
Yeah, so just something to consider.
Okay, all right. Lots of good suggestions here, Sam. Hey, first-time caller, too. Let me properly welcome you to the caller family. As Chuck would say, don't be a foreigner to the show. Thank you, Sam. Dustin, Racine, go ahead, Toby. Well, Dustin, hang on.
I'll tell you what, Sam better not let his kid drink out of my Coke again.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, the Nationals played a close game last night.
They won, too.
You said they never do.
1-0.
Yeah, I'm pissed. I have the Dodgers in my survivor. Come on, man. They play again tonight, right?
I don't know if they play them again.
Oh, this may be a different series. Dustin's in Racine. What's up, Dustin?
Congratulations on the win, Toby. I'm happy for you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We got a full breakdown coming up at 9 o'clock.
Oh, I can't wait. I cannot wait. I was listening to the Ryan Russillo podcast, and he had a emailer chime in. And I think this is the move. Although I went last Saturday, I paid like $25 because I got a ticket at like 6 o'clock. I sat in 111, like row 8 or something, for $25. So if you get tickets like right before the game, they tend to be cheaper if you go to like Best Deal or whatever. But in the email, the guy bought two like of the cheapest tickets you could find. And then he went into the game and looked on StubHub and looked for, like, the best seats available that weren't bought yet. And he just went and sat in those seats.
Oh, that's a good play.
That is the move, I think. And then if someone, you know, comes in late, like, they bought the tickets, they're like, oh, I don't know. You know, play dumb.
Dude, but there's nothing worse than when you have seats and someone's in them. And you're like,
yeah.
You're like, these are my seats. And they're always like, well, it says right here,
Yeah. And it's a horrible feeling being that guy, too. But I think if you go in late enough and you look at StubHub and see what's available, you can just go down and steal whatever seat you want.
Okay.
So I think that's the move. I also I got one of those prepared brats you were talking about last week.
Yeah.
I got the chorizo breakfast sandwich. Not very great.
Oh, it didn't work for you?
It just didn't have a lot of flavor. Like, everything was...
Oh, I had the ultimate brat, and the bun was good. It tasted good.
I don't know. The breakfast sandwich is subpar. I think it was, like, $14, but I'd rather just get a regular brat and dress it myself. So.
Okay.
But that's all I have. I just want to give you that little tip.
All right, Dustin. Good insight.
All right. Have a good one.
See you, buddy. Dustin in Racine. How about Tony in Texas?
All right, Bart, I got the play for you here. The best bargain in Milwaukee County. Growing up, I loved this. These guys were larger-than-life heroes to me. Bar League softball. You got to get on a softball team and just get in the hitting machine and play on a team with Sammy Schmitz or someone. Your kid will love it. Growing up, and this isn't even shtick, just watching these guys hit these home runs, and there's no downtime. There's no, like, wild pitches or anything like that. And then it's just a good time. You're watching your dad play softball.
God, you're right.
And then after the game, you guys go out and go to the local tavern and have a pizza.
Tony, you're right. My dad played Bar League softball when I was growing up, and I thought he was like a pro. I thought he was a pro. And then they made me the manager. I must have been 4 or 5 years old. I still have the jersey.
Yeah.
I wore 19 because of Robin Yount, who was my favorite. I actually am wearing a Robin Yount shirt as we speak today, which you can get at my link at Homage, although I don't know my link anymore, but maybe I tweeted about it 2 years ago. But, yeah, and I thought my dad was a pro, and I got to be the little guy manager guy.
Yeah, you make him the bat boy.
One problem is I am historically bad at anything baseball. The last time I played in a softball game, I struck out twice. I was a fill-in, and then they made me come back the next week to watch because if you strike out, it's a 30-pack. So I had to come to the game next week, and I had to buy 60 beers.
Well, you and Toby, get your asses in the hitting machine and get on a team. I think it'd be awesome.
I'm already on a team.
Yeah, what?
Oh, you are, Toby?
Yes.
Oh, I apologize.
Shouldn't we have like an Odyssey team?
I was 2 for 3 the other night with a double, my first ever extra base hit because I suck at hitting.
Well, I'll come up there and be a ringer if you guys ever need a shortstop.
Would it be the same instead of softball if it was kickball?
No.
Hmm.
No. There's not this. Maybe.
I miss my kickball days. We haven't done our kickball league in years. Everybody started having kids and moved away. And God, you know, it's that old thing. How do you know what the good old days are when you're in them?
Yeah, that's right. But you know what? This is why you connect, because you and I, we had the same experiences growing up. You know, the old man's playing softball. You're thinking this guy is like larger. You think he's Paul Molitor or Robin Yount. So that's pretty cool, man. I think you got to keep that tradition going.
I think kickball's the winner.
That's just because it's easier for you, because you play.
Okay, soccer. So here's the deal. I've settled this. I am not going to a Brewer game. Not yet. I am no longer going to a Milkmen game unless they grease me some tickets. Okay? I am going to re-sign up for kickball, and I'm taking my son to the game, and then we're going to go have a pizza at Left's Lucky Town.
Well, that sounds like a plan. Good father-son bonding. Yeah, there you go, and you save a dollar.
And I save a dollar. But if I'm the MVP of the week, I get a free pizza.
Well, there you go. Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm doing.
Problem solved.
Everybody, thanks for your help.
Glad I could help. Hell of an hour. Hell of a topic.
Hell of a topic. I pulled it out of the sports radio playbook. Tomorrow on the show, Tony, what is your favorite piece of sports memorabilia? Get your calls in now.
Paul Imig, better watch out. He's getting played out of his hour here.
I know. All right, buddy.
All right, see you later. Bye.
All right, see you, Tony, in Texas. So there you go, Toby. We have done it. We have not only solved a problem that I had, but we have gotten through hour number three. Two birds with one stone. Rami Makhlouf next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.